I'm Lindsay Patterson. We are live at Paul Brown Stadium. This is the first ever podcast that we've recorded at Paul Brown Stadium along Tyler Dragon and head coach Zach Taylor. It's an off day for him, but he's taking some time to talk to us.
Yeah, Zach, I appreciate you coming out here today. First win of the season, big win. How do you feel about it?
It feels good. You know, we've really, when you've lost as many as we've lost in a row, you forget what it feels like to have that celebration in the locker room and all the things and emotions that come with winning. We won't take it for granted.
Well, first of all, let me get the most important question out of the way. What kind of victory wine did you drink?
I couldn't tell you. My wife filled up a glass of something and handed it to me. And certainly it was nice to enjoy watching some games for once on Sunday night, watching other people struggle through it, knowing that you had a victory in hand. And those are usually the best feelings on Sunday nights.
What was it like for you and your family to celebrate that first win?
It was good. You know, it's more relief for my family because, you know, they deal with it just as much as we do, the losing, and that weighs on them because they really have no control over it. At least I can control what we're doing. So it's just good to get that first one out of the way and just enjoy the day.
I know you received the game ball. You have a special place where you put it at your house?
It's up there right now.
It's up there.
So, you know, it's we have a big bin in the house for all game balls and all memorabilia and things like that.
What did it mean when Andy Dalton gave you a game ball at the end of the game?
It means a lot. You know, I think bottom line is that's the type of culture we're trying to create where you're happier for those around you than you are for yourself. And so I think that's what you really saw in the locker room after the game with a lot of different players and coaches, and that no one's happy for themselves. Everyone's happy for the guy to the left and to the right. And that's the type of culture that we're trying to breed here, and that'll lead us to some championships in the future.
I think it was really telling, too, at the end of the game, just in Andy Dalton's press conference. You have Carlos Dunlap coming in. You have Joe Mixon. And just the support all around the locker room that everybody was rooting for everyone out there.
We want a connected team, you know, and it takes time, and you got to overcome a lot of adversity. But I think that has helped to lead us to a connected team where guys really care about each other, and it's fun to enjoy success together.
Kind of touched on it. How big of a win psychologically was Sunday?
Well, it's you never want to talk about the pressure as you're going through it, but certainly I think everybody felt it, you know, when you were on the streak that we were on. And so get that off your back, and now you can just free up and go play and the way you're supposed to is big for this team.
A lot of the guys would tell us after some of the losses that nobody has quit. What were the last 11 weeks before Sunday like for the locker room and just practice in general?
Well, the practice has always been good, you know, and we felt like we've always had a good plan and the players have bought into it and executed it well in practice. And then in the games, we're there in the fourth quarter in a lot of these games recently and just haven't been able to make that play. And fortunately for this one, we were able to get on them early and play with the lead. And so it's a little bit different. The defense hadn't played with the lead really all year, a significant lead. And so, again, they can be a little more aggressive. And offensively, we felt good. We felt like we were in good control of the game. So it's just a good way to win it.
Was Sunday's win, like, personally self-assuring for you just to have confirmation that what you're doing, what you're building is right?
I didn't need that confirmation. We knew as a coaching staff. But I think it is good, all the work you put in, especially for the players to see, okay, let's see what it's led to, and here's how we did it. You know, we took care of the football. Defensively, we didn't allow any explosives, just all the things that led to the victory that we really hadn't put together over the course of the season. It's affirmation for the players there. Mm-hmm.
Who are the past and maybe present coaches that you've leaned on during this time?
Well, my dad's a former coach. I talk to him a lot. My brother in Philly is someone who always gives it to me straight. Mm-hmm. Really close with a lot of those guys, the Rams. Well, Matt LaFleur has been great. You know, he's a close friend of mine. So there's plenty of people even you don't even know that have reached out over the course of the season just to say, hey, stay the course. We see good things. I know it's hard. I started this way when I was at, you know, there's some adversity you face early on. And, you know, you'd rather just win them all to start. But we had to do it a different way. And so now you got a chance to see, okay, when it gets tough, here's how everyone acts and responds. And you see their true character. And that's obviously not the way we wanted to start, but if you're going to start that way, at least you know where everybody's at. Mm-hmm. From a character standpoint, you can build off that. So then when things are good, you know what everybody was like way back when, and this player, this team has really stayed firm throughout this process.
Did anybody tell you that Bill Walsh started 0-for-8 and like Tom Landry started 0-for-10?
I've gotten all sorts of texts about how everybody in the history of the league started. So
yeah.
I didn't need to hear it. We were going through our own struggles. We just wanted to get that win. But a lot of people were quick to point out kind of how other people have started over the history of the league.
Mm. What's been the hardest lesson that you've had to learn from the coaching days? I mean, coordinator, quarterback coach, even as a head coach?
I don't think anything's been unexpected necessarily. Just because I feel like I've been really, you know, my father-in-law, I worked for him. And so, you know, when you work for your father-in-law, you're kind of privy to some things that happened maybe behind the scenes that other people wouldn't be aware of. So I always felt like included in that. With Sean being a young head coach, he was really open with his staff about things he was going through and adversity we were facing. And so you feel like you've really been included in a lot of that stuff that led you to this point. That maybe you were more involved than most staffs would be. I was just fortunate to be on some good ones with some head coaches who wanted to develop the coaches around them. And so I wouldn't say anything catches you off surprise. It's just grinding through it day to day. You know, it takes discipline, takes everybody around you, you know, to do their jobs and do it well. These guys have.
And speaking of doing it well, I mean, you have to be pretty impressed with how the defense has played in the last 3 games.
Yeah.
They've actually come together as a real group.
It is. You know, I think just as a team, we started slow. We challenged them at the bye week. Hey, let's put to bed the first 8 games and respond and attack this new season. And again, it started slow again. We lost a couple games there and had the one against Baltimore. That was really tough. But we've seen progress, especially on the defense side of the ball. One touchdown in the last 10 quarters. You know, and so it's we've seen the progress there. They just needed the help from the offense to score some points and help solidify a win. And so it was a good team effort.
Yeah, the defense hasn't really been playing like the 32nd ranked total defense the last few weeks.
And it's hard. You know, it's we look at you can't make excuses because the team's on your schedule, but you play Baltimore twice, you play San Francisco. That puts you in a pretty big hole statistically right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were some things we could have done better early in the year, but we've also played some pretty dynamic offenses early on that are blowing a lot of teams away right now.
Mm-hmm. And on the offensive end, it was obviously a big blow to lose A.J. Green on the very first day of training camp. How big of an impact has his absence had on your offense?
Well, we've the guys that we have work their tails off, do what we ask them to do, and they're trying their very best. And so we're doing everything we can to try to be explosive and get plays down the field. And when AJ's back and able to help us, that'll certainly be a big boost, him and John Ross. But you play the hand that you're dealt.
And you know, I have to ask this. I ask this every week. How confident are you that AJ Green plays this year?
I know that he really wants to. And so again, we really are taking it week to week right now. And there's 4 games left. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still trying his very best to get through his rehab process and get back on the field. And so we'll just see where it goes with every passing week.
Besides the football stuff, what does A.J. Green bring to a locker room?
Well, I think that veteran leadership, because he's attacked his job the right way over 9 years now. And so people see the professionalism that he exhibits, whether it be in meetings or practice. And, you know, it's one thing when you're a leader and you back it up with your play, and A.J.'s done that over a long, long period of time as a premier receiver in this league. So I think it gives the whole team confidence when they see a guy like that back in action.
And Joe Mixon, I want to stick with the offense right now. He's one of those guys who's been vocal. He wants to win. That win just this past Sunday meant a lot to him. He's been in some of your post-game press conferences, too. Mm. What's it like being around a guy like that with all that energy, too?
You want guys that love football, and they're energetic about it, and they attack it the right way, and Joe's done that. And so certainly someone who's been a great present for us. We knew it would be a tough game against the Jets. Number one rush defense, there's going to be a struggle. We wanted to get him the ball in space, you know, so we got him a couple catches there in the first half especially, and you know, he was great on the sidelines, great demeanor, and had a great touchdown run there. That 5-yard run was a tough run. He did a nice job, and so his presence certainly helps us.
You have a rookie in Jonah Williams right now. His season's not officially over yet, technically, but Cordy Glenn, he's back on the offensive line right now. You might have a good problem on the left tackle at the left tackle position right now going into the offseason.
Those are offseason problems that you'll deal with. Right now, we take it week to week with all that stuff.
The offensive line hasn't been much of a hindrance the last few games, too. They've been picked up their play as well.
Certainly. I think the communication up front's been really good. You look at the pressures that Greg Williams brings to the table. They've gotten a lot of free runners on the quarterbacks lately, and I thought our guys did a great job up front communicating, and there were some really difficult looks that Andy Andy and Trey Hopkins lead the charge there. They got everybody on the same page, and he was able to really be unaffected by the rush.
Besides the wins in the next four games, you have one win right now. You're out of the playoffs. But what do you want to get from your team out of the next four games?
Improvement every single week, you know, and we're tired of the close games. You know, we want the wins. And so now we get a chance to go win a divisional game. We haven't won one all year. And so that's obviously the key in the future to making the playoffs and being a consistent team is to dominate your division. And so it's the message to the team right now is let's go get our first divisional win and check that box off.
Has anything surprised you this season?
I don't think anything surprised us. We knew that there was going to be adversity. We don't know how it's going to take form or where it's going to come from, but we know it's coming. And so you got to be consistent throughout it. And, you know, we got a lot of good leaders on the coaching staff and the players. And, you know, when the adversity hits you in the face, man, just keep leading and let other people see you and create other leaders around you. And I think our guys have done an excellent job of that.
I know you have tunnel vision on this season, but if you look at college football, is there any quarterback playing that maybe has impressed you at all at the college football season? I know you watch college football games now.
I do. You know, it's you watch the college football games, you know, a little bit more just for the relax your brain a little bit and watch other people struggle through it. Certainly there's a time and place to really evaluate the players, and sometimes you don't even want to watch the TV copies and put that initial impression in your head of any player at any position. And so certainly when the season ends, you start that process immediately and you form a real evaluation. You watch the TV copies if you need to. You go watch them play live, all the things that you can do at those All-Star games. And so there's a time and a place for that.
So very elementary evaluation. What do you think of Joe Burrow?
I've got no evaluation of any player right now.
Okay.
With fans, you've talked about it after losses and even after this past win. You look at Paul Brown Stadium, it's empty at times, you know, and fans are frustrated. I know you're not reading or listening what's kind of going on the outside. Where's the silver lining for the fans in 2019?
Well, it's obviously a process to get everybody on the same page, and we expected the wins to come sooner. They didn't. But now we feel like we're starting to put together some consistent performances, and that needs to lead to consistently winning. And it's our job to put a great product on the field. I've said it since last offseason that the fans enjoy watching and they want to show up and watch. And so we have to be consistent with what we show them to get them back in the stadium and get them involved. But the people that do show up week to week who support us through thick and thin, you know, they're the ones that when the payoff comes, you know, when we compete for championships and winning divisional titles, hey, they can say that they were there forever. Through thick and thin, and those are the ones that you love to reward.
Fantastic. Quick and easy. That's all we needed.
Great.
Thanks so much, Zach. We really appreciate it.
You bet.